So at the point end of the boat.
Yes.
In the canal before we go into the river Volga, is it? Volga?
Yes.
Volga?
Volga.
Volga. Volga, Volga. And there's a boat in front of us, like exactly the same as ours. And we saw some little Russian kids having a barbecue in the park, didn't they? Waving at us.
They were waving at us as our boat. Yeah. Jobs are good for the weekend, isn't it? So
you don't think of this as a canal, do you?
Actually, no. Because this canal, wasn't it dug out by prisoners?
Yeah. Was it dug out by prisoners, this particular canal?
Sorry?
Was it dug out by the prisoners, this canal?
I believe so.
German prisoners in the Second World War?
Yes. They did, was it 150 kilometres or something? It was a big job for them, really. Oh, yeah, it would have been absolutely dire, I would have thought, having to do that.
Yeah. Frightening, isn't it, when you think about it?
Mm. There's like a tugboat pulling some sort of dredger thing along past us. But, I mean, the scenery is actually beautiful. It's woodland and parkland either side of us. So unlike a sea cruise where you've just got sea around you for days, here you've got constantly changing scenery.
Of course.
Oh, it's a plane. It's got a plane coming over.
Second one in 5 minutes.
Yes. There must be somewhat on the flight.
Because there are three airports in Moscow, and I didn't realise that.
I don't know.
There was only one, but there's three.
Well, the one we stopped at, it took us an hour and a half to drive from the airport to get to the port.
Mm.
Don't think where the other two are.
They're really busy, weren't they? So, like five or six lanes across.
Go on, play. Sit on. Chinese whispers. Cool down.
It is, it's lovely, beautiful evening.
Safety in numbers. Just in case any of you.